Wouldn't it be great if we got letters like this? I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love towards all the saints. And for this reason, I do not cease to give thanks for you as I remember you in my prayers. The author of the letter we heard this evening, known as the Epistle to the Ephesians, but there is no mention of Ephesus in the earliest copies of this document, knows how to encourage. It may or may not be Paul who wrote this letter. There's a roughly 50-50 split in the academic community about that. But whoever wrote it is certainly following Paul's example. Take chapter 1 of the Epistle to the Romans. Definitely Paul. First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for all of you, because your faith is proclaimed throughout the world. Or 1 Corinthians, again, definitely Paul. I give thanks to my God always for you because of the grace of God that has been given you in Christ Jesus. For in every way you have been enriched in him, in speech and knowledge of every kind. Or Colossians, probably Paul. In our prayers for you, we always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, for you. We have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love that you have for all the saints. You get the idea. I'm going to stop doing examples now. Which got me wondering, why is it that we as a church today do not get letters like this? Is it because we're not really living up to the calling, or that we're not faithful enough, or loving enough, or grace-filled enough? If we were doing better, would we get these kinds of encouragements? Well, apart from the fact that no one writes letters anymore, I don't actually think we would, nor would anyone. Why? Because we seem happier with picking out people's faults and criticizing them rather than encouraging one another. We have developed both in our church and in our wider society a mentality that everything should be our way, that each of us is the ultimate arbiter of what is good and right, rather than encouraging one another in our work and life together. I think it's a product of the individualization and the consumer mentality in our world that we forget that communities and groups exist for mutual benefit, that we won't always get exactly what we want, and that's not a bad thing. There is a different wisdom in community, a shared wisdom, and the opportunity for common learning and consensus. Paul and the pseudepigraphical writers, those who write in Paul's name, don't hold back when they see things going awry. We see that all over the letters. And when Paul was really ticked, he really didn't hold back. For instance, in what's probably his earliest letter, the Epistle to the Galatians, he doesn't start with giving thanks. He starts, "I am astonished that you are so quickly deserting the one who called you in the grace of Christ and are turning to another gospel." Not that there is another gospel, but there are some who are confusing you and want to pervert the gospel of Christ. Those strong words, and he gets stronger as the letter goes on, are really the exception that proves the rule. The epistles of Paul and those ascribed to Paul pretty much always begin with encouragement. No matter what the subject matter may be later, Paul gets it. We are all going through something. We all have our own struggles and difficulties, and in community, we should all be seeking to hold one another up, encourage one another, and put the love we claim to own into action. So I will end by saying how much I appreciate this community, and I'm grateful for it. I know some would rather things were different, some would rather have another incumbent, some wish we weren't Anglican, some wish we were more Anglican. We can't all get what we want, and I include myself in that, but I am thankful for this whole community, for the gifts of my colleagues, David, Ruth, Carol Ann, the beauty of our music and our liturgy, for the generosity of our wardens, Karen, Jim, Lorraine, and the other Carol Ann, for the many volunteers who share their time and talents in keeping St. John's going, in making our worship happen, in stewarding our resources, and all who give so much to this community. I give thanks to God for you, for your dedication, your prayers, your love, and your faith. Amen.